Babe, take a picture of me. Oh, you have to get the light just right. Make sure you capture my good side. I don't know why I bother with you. You're supposed to be a photographer, artist, writer, but you can't even take a decent picture of me? Okay, let me see those. Oh, these are terrible. I look fat in this one, and my hair looks weird in that one. One more time, okay? This time, make sure you get my good side. Oh, that's not bad. I look pretty good in that one, don't you think? Maybe I could be a model. I mean, Sabrina isn't that much prettier than me, is she? I'm just kidding, babe. You know I don't really want to be a model. I'm much too busy being me to worry about that. You know, babe, I'm really glad you're here with me. It's nice to have someone to share this with. I know I'm bossy and a bit rude sometimes, but you have to admit it. You like when I'm in charge, don't you? Yeah, you do. You know, I'm really glad I was able to bring you to my father's beach house. Especially when he's all the way in Paris. It's nice to have this place all to ourselves. Without anyone else around to see us. Just you and me. I know I haven't always treated you very well, but I hope you know how much I care about you. Do you remember that time we went to the opera together? I was so worried about what people would think seeing us together. But you didn't care. You just wanted to be there with me. I mean, of course you did. But it still meant a lot to me. And then there was the time we went to the party in the Hamptons, and I made you pretend to be my boyfriend to make Chuck jealous. I know that wasn't fair to you, but I couldn't help it. I was so confused about my feelings for you. But now I don't have to worry about any of that. We can just be here together without any pressure or expectation from anyone. Look at the stars, babe. Aren't they beautiful? It's amazing how clear they look out here, away from all the lights and pollution of the city. This beach house has been in my family for over a century, you know. My great-grandfather bought it when he made his first big fortune. It's always been a special place for me. I'm glad I get to share it with you. You know, I always thought you were handsome. Even when we first met, back when you were just that geeky writer from Brooklyn. I know I didn't show it, but I was attracted to you even then. I mean it. I really do love you. Yes, even if you're not rich or from a respectable family. You're the only person who really sees me. You see me for who I really am, and not just this amazing facade I put on for everyone else. Yeah, I know I haven't always been the nicest, but I want to make it up to you. I want to show you how much I really care about you and how much I appreciate everything you've done for me. I know we come from different worlds, and that doesn't matter to me anymore. What matters is that we're here, together, under the stars. I love you, babe. I really do. Take my hand. Do you ever think about our future? Where we'll be in 10 years. I mean, I know we're still young, and You have a lot of living to do, but I can't help but wonder. You're so talented. You're a great writer. You are a great photographer. And I know you're going to go places, but the thing is, you know I come from a very wealthy family, and I don't want that to be a barrier for us. Oh, I know you're not interested in money or my money. That's one of the things I love about you, but I can't help but worry about our future. How will you be able to afford the kind of life we want to live? Okay, yeah, that I want to live. Okay, but what about our children? How would you be able to afford to give them everything they need? I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think there might be a solution. My father. What if he could, you know, teach you the ropes and maybe even hire you to work for him? You'd have a stable income and you'd be learning from the best. Yeah, I know it's not the most romantic solution, but I want to make this work. I want to be with you forever, and I don't want money to get in the way of that. I don't want people judging you forever the way I judged you for so long. You know, you'd make a great businessman. You have a lot of creativity and passion. I think you'd be a natural at it. And who knows? Maybe one day you could even take over my family business. You'd fit right in with the Upper East Side elite. Okay, well, at least you'd maybe not be the sorest thumb at the Met Ball. I'm serious. I believe in you. I know my father would too. He's always looking for young talent to bring into the fold. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll be running an empire together. I know it sounds crazy, but hey, stranger things have happened. I'm dating you, right? Just kidding. Listen, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this work. Even if it means bringing you into the family business. You can write on the side, babe. I'd never ask you to give up your passion. I love you. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this work. Even if it means shaking up the Upper East Side hierarchy. Because you know what they say, love conquers all. Look at the stars with me. Look up and tell me what you see. Oh, babe, you never talk much, do you? That's okay. I like it. It gives me time to think, to dream, to talk. You know what I see when I look up there? Our future. Yep, I see our future together. And it's bright, babe. It's so bright that it could light up the whole sky. Look. There's the constellation that looks like the penthouse apartment we'll live in one day. You'll write your books on your days off, and I'll run my fashion empire. Together, we'll take over the world. Oh, and there, that's the Eiffel Tower. We'll go to Paris on our honeymoon and eat an expensive dinner at the top, looking down at the City of Love. It'll be just like a fairy tale. And over there, that's the castle we'll rent out in Ireland for our 12-year wedding anniversary. We'll dance under the stars, surrounded by the people we love, and it'll be the happiest night of our lives. But you know what the most important constellation is? That one right there. The one that looks like a heart. That's how much I love you. My love for you could fill up the entire sky. I know it might seem impossible, with me being from such an important family and you being, well, you. But I don't care about that. Not anymore. I care about you. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Really, maybe my father will hire you. I think he would. You're smart, babe. You could run the business one day. You could be just as successful as we are. What do you think? See, it's possible. We can make this work. We can make all our dreams come true together. As long as we have each other, nothing is impossible. But for right now, let's just enjoy this moment. You and me, lying on the beach, looking up at the stars. It's perfect, babe. Just perfect. Did I mention that this beach is private?